Trump nominees take center stage.
Senate confirmation hearings start today.
Democrats fight Obamacare repeal.
We will not help make America sick again.
College football's big game decided in the final seconds.
What a way to win a national championship.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 10 days before Donald Trump is sworn in as the nation's next president, his key cabinet nominees are poised for confirmation hearings. CBS's Dan Revive is in Washington.
Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama is up first as nominee to be attorney general. Questions will include his attitudes on civil rights. In 1986, when Sessions was nominated to be a judge, his Senate confirmation hearing focused on his calling the NAACP un-American. He testified,
"I may have said something like that in a general way that probably was wrong."
The Senate rejected him. In the hearing today and tomorrow, three African Americans in Congress will be witnesses against Sessions, including Cory Booker, for the first time a senator testifying against a senator.
He has a posture and a positioning that I think represent a real danger to our country.
The other cabinet nominee to face committee questions today will be John F. Kelly, a retired Marine general who's to be Secretary of Homeland Security. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
No confirmation hearings are necessary for Jared Kushner. CBS's Jen Crawford says Mr. Trump's son-in-law has been named a senior advisor.
The White House move may be complicated by a 50-year-old anti-nepotism law passed after President John F. Kennedy appointed his brother Robert to a cabinet-level position as attorney general. But Hillary Clinton may have helped pave the way for Kushner in the West Wing. A D.C. federal appeals court said the law did not apply to White House staff jobs when President Clinton put his wife in charge of health care reform.
The Democrats took to the floor of the Senate last night to denounce Republican plans to repeal Obamacare. Maine Independent Angus King.
For the life of me, I cannot figure out why anyone would want to take health insurance away from millions of people. It is a death sentence for some significant percentage of those people.
Kentucky's Rand Paul is among a group of Republicans who say repeal should be delayed until some kind of substitute plan is ready to go. President Obama returns to home turf tonight for a farewell speech. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
When he spoke at Chicago's massive McCormick Place Convention Center 4 years ago, the president was basking in his reelection.
We can seize this future together.
Tonight, before a vast audience in the hall and at home, Mr. Obama will read a speech he largely wrote himself. Spokesman Josh Earnest.
The president feels an obligation to talk about what he's learned over the last 8 years, what he's learned about the country, what he's learned about governing the country, and offer up his advice.
As he leaves office, most Americans, 56% in last month's CBS News poll, give Mr. Obama positive marks. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Well, now to Charleston, where the man who carried out the church massacre could learn his punishment as soon as today. CBS's Jim Krasula is covering.
A jury of 9 women and 3 men will start deciding whether South Carolina church shooter Dylan Roof should be put to death after hearing closing arguments from prosecutors and perhaps Roof himself. He did not make any effort to spare his life or ask for mercy, as he acted as his own lawyer during the penalty phase of his federal hate crimes trial.
In the Orlando area, there's still a massive manhunt for the murder suspect wanted for the fatal shooting of a police officer yesterday near a Walmart.
I can assure you that we will not rest until Markeith Lloyd is behind bars.
Police Chief John Mina says 17-year-old police vet Deborah Clayton has been hailed as a committed and caring officer who enjoyed working with kids. More stormy weather threatens Northern California and Nevada, a perilous stretch for areas already dealing with mudslides and floods. CBS's John Blackstone.
Overnight, plows stayed busy as heavy snow fell in Northern California's mountains, while floodwaters raged downstream. In Sonoma County, over 550 homes stood in the path of the Russian River as it overflowed its banks.
I'm a little bit concerned about it because the river's coming up the street now. It's pretty scary.
Further east, the Yuba River crested 7 feet above flood level, while officials plan to activate a system of floodgates on the Sacramento River for the first time since 2005.
Late-game heroics settled the battle for college football's national title. CBS's Peter King covered Clemson's 35-31 win over defending champ Alabama.
This is what a winning touchdown sounds like. Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson tossed the winner to Hunter Renfrow with just 1 second left on the clock.
I knew before I even snapped the ball, it was going to be a touchdown. And all I had to do was just get the ball to him.
It was a thrilling ending to a game that at one time saw Clemson down 14 to nothing. Coach Dabo Swinney.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to stomach watching that one anytime soon. That has to be one of the greatest games of all time. Just absolutely incredible.
Something else Swinney said he couldn't stomach? A talk show host and others who said a win by Clemson would be an upset. That talk show host called his team a fraud.
Ask Alabama for a fraud. Ask Ohio State if we're a fraud. Ask Oklahoma if we're a fraud. The only fraud is that guy.
Peter King, CBS News, Tampa.
For those of us who aren't finely tuned athletes, there's this encouraging word. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says you don't have to exercise every day to get results that can be good for your health.
A lot of us just can't do it Monday to Friday, so we try to stuff it into the weekend. And the question is, does that help? And it turns out it does. A study in JAMA Internal Medicine compared exercise in one or two sessions with regular exercise throughout the week, and they found over 9 years, weekend warriors had a 30% lower risk of death than inactive people.
Well, how can you get a parking ticket in your own driveway? That's the question Taylor Truppiano is asking in Roseville, Michigan.
I thought it was like some kind of joke at first. I was really surprised.
Surprised when he was ticketed for starting his car and leaving it running unattended in his driveway on a bitter cold day. James Berlin is the police chief with the explanation.
We have 5-10 cars stolen this way every winter. It's dangerous. It drives everyone's insurance rates up. It drives our crime rate up.
The fine is $128. Truppiano appears to have the upper hand in the court of public opinion after posting a photo on Facebook. Rubbing shoulders with British royalty has a steep price. CBS's Vicky Barker explains from London.
London's Albert Hall is the concert hall of choice for Britain's royal family. Its foundation stone was laid by Queen Victoria, and the royals have their own private box. Now, a box on the same level as the Queen's is up for sale for a mere $3 million. The owners of some boxes reportedly make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year scalping their unwanted tickets. No suggestion the royals have done that. The realtors say only that the 12-seater box will appeal to true art lovers. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Well, Los Angeles police have arrested a suspect in the New Year's Day prank that changed the look of the famed Hollywood sign to make it look like Hollyweed. 30-year-old Zachary Fernandez is an artist by trade who goes by the moniker Jesus Hands. He faces misdemeanor charges. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.